This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
Now is our time to talk to KCBS insider Phil Mateer.
Phil joins us live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline. All of the candidates running for mayor of San Francisco are set to square off in a debate next hour, except for one person. Mayor London Breed pulled out of the event last week, blaming one of her sponsors, The Examiner, for not keeping in touch with her campaign, saying she has other events already scheduled. The Examiner disputes that, claiming it has a chain of emails. Okay, Phil, the latest polls show Mayor Breed and Mark Farrell neck and neck with Daniel Lurie close behind. What do you make of her not attending? What's going to be the political fallout?
Well, what I make of her not attending is that she doesn't like the debates. And they're not really debates, because a debate is something that's one-on-one, like we saw last night between Vice President Kamala Harris and former President Donald Trump, where you sort of hash things out. These are candidate forums, and that's one of the reasons for that is the way San Francisco elections are held. It's ranked choice. You never get down to a one-on-one opposition. And she feels that, you know, that basically she has gone to a couple of them. She doesn't like them. She did them when she first ran for mayor. She was more comfortable then. But she feels like basically she's the target, that everybody's piling up on her, and that she's, you know, all she winds up doing is rebutting and not making headway, and it's just not worth it. On the second hand of that is the subtext on that is also, if I don't show up, then all these candidates who are vying for my job can compete for it. You get to see who they are, and more attention will be paid on them rather than on me, and they'll beat each other up. So it's part of her prickly nature, and also the political calculation they make it. Will it help her? I don't think so. I think that anybody that's at best at 20 to 30%, even with ranked choice voting, especially with ranked choice voting, you need to get your numbers up. And the way you get your numbers up is going one-on-one or one-on-group publicly on KCBS and KPIX or any other of the outlets.
So you think it's going to hurt her?
I do. You know, it's you like it or not, there's some things you have to do when you're running for office. It's not you. You have to hold office. She has a terribly busy schedule. She was up at 5 this morning to be at the 9/11 memorial this morning at 6:10. So she has a long day. She has other things she's taking care of as well. If something goes wrong in the city, she, you know, from now to election for the last 4 years, she's the one we all go to. She's the one that takes the blame for everything. She takes the credit when she can, but she held to the responsibility of it. But like it or not, when you're auditioning for your job again, you got to go out there and do these things, if you like them or not. And her decision not to do them, I think, hurts her. Yes.
Our thanks to KCBS insider Phil Mateer. And just a reminder, KCBS political reporter Doug Sovereign will be one of the moderators at tonight's debate. KCBS is a sponsor, as Phil mentioned. KPIX 5 will be airing it. It starts at 6 o'clock. Phil will be on live again tomorrow at 7:50 with Margie and Eric.